Listen easy, you can hear God call, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Neil Diamond and Elvis, for that song. And for the previous song, I will thank my son, Arnie Salin, because he wrote my theme song and performed it and mixed it and even made a music video for me, which is really cool. And he is heading off to the Berklee College of Music in the fall. We will be driving there from L.A. to Boston, sponsored by Ford and possibly some other sponsors, but we will be given a brand new loaded Ford Flex for the drive. We have a great itinerary of things that we are going to be doing. Arnie Salin is my firstborn son. He is named after my late brother, who died when I was 5 years old. He is a accomplished musician. He is a high school graduate now, and he is very, very tall. Welcome to the show, Arnie.
Hello.
And he's very tired. You know, teenagers tend to be tired. And he didn't sleep well the last couple nights. But it's also his last hurrah before going off to college. Plus, and so he's entitled to sleep in. Plus, he's got a reunion of his original band called Refrain coming up. When is that concert, Arnie?
I think the concert's July 21st at the Guitar Merchant.
Where is that?
It's in Canoga Park.
And how can people get tickets? It's the Guitar Merchant, July 21st. That's a Saturday night, right?
Yeah, I believe it's a Saturday night, and they can get tickets by showing up there, mentioning my band's Refrain, our name at the door, and that's how you can get a ticket.
Is it a standing room only kind of thing? It's a standing venue? I remember going to a concert you did there before. I think it was a Refrain concert, and it was a fun room and a lot of great energy. Arnie has a tendency, because he's a drummer, to get very into his performing and very hot. And so he's always ripping off his shirt, and it just seems to be a natural thing you did. I actually don't think you ever planned that. It's just you got so hot you just wanted to take it off. Is that true?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's interesting. Your first instrument was guitar. You then switched to drums, and of course you still play that plus a lot of other things. Tell me, I'm really curious, why do drums appeal to you more than guitar? Or does it, or why have you chosen that as your primary instrument?
I thought it was more fun than guitar, just like when I'd goof around playing that video game Rock Band or at the School of Rock music school when I'd just play on their drum kits. I just thought it was more fun than guitar. I don't know why. It's just something was more fun about it.
It looks harder. I mean, physically harder. Is it?
Yeah, it is. You're doing four different things at once.
What are you doing? Explain that.
Each one of your limbs is doing a different thing.
Ah, that's interesting. I actually never thought about that. Why are both legs? Because you don't have two pedals, do you?
Well, there's one on the hi-hat and there's one on the kick drum.
So there's one for the cymbal and one for the bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see Dream Theater together the other night, which is, how would you describe that band? What kind of music is that?
Progressive metal.
And you said, you explained to me that they are considered kind of the a band that is not so big commercially, but highly, highly respected by musicians. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I was blown away literally by that concert, as you know. You looked to be in heaven. The expression on your face when you go to certain music concerts that I've been with is just one of, you know, you are in your element. You're having the time of your life. And Dream Theater, you were definitely there because we ended up having really great seats. But yeah. I was struck by, they did a 2-hour straight show. And these guys are in their middle, upper 40s and 50s, correct? They've been around a while. Is that correct? I was just struck by, in particular, the lead guitarist did these solos one after another after another that I thought he had to just be deadly tired after. How the heck does someone that age do that well for so long?
I honestly don't know. Probably years of practice.
Does it get easier? I mean, to do the finger work he was doing was so remarkably fast.
Well, I've never been able to do it myself, so...
But you do it pretty well with drums, but you are exhausted after a 30-minute show, aren't you?
Not even compared to, like, that drummer, though. Like, that's just a whole different level.
The opening act, which we didn't even know about, there was a special drummer that came out that you got really excited about. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Danny Carey from the progressive rock band Tool came out, and they had a drum solo because it was a band with two drummers, and they had a drum solo, and it was really cool.
Well, they had more of a drum off. He took the place of one of the drummers, and then the remaining drummer and him kind of dueled, and it was
like trading licks. But
yeah, it was powerful. They weren't competing in any way other than more showing
just
off
for show. Yeah,
yeah. I got the feeling they were just having fun with it. Number one, and okay, you can do that. Well, watch this. Now I'll do that. Is that sort of what was happening?
Yeah, but it might have been planned too. So I'm not sure.
Okay, I wonder how spontaneous it was. That would be interesting to know.
But I know he lives out in L.A., so he might have just come down to see Dream Theater and just asked them the day of he could come out, but I don't know.
You also saw a guitarist that you liked when you were a lot younger as you were walking up and down the stairs. Who was that and what was that band?
Yeah, Herman Lee from Dragon Force.
And I remember you showed me Dragon Force some videos, and they were known for extremely fast finger playing, correct?
Yeah, but I since learned that they're a fake, a fraud, so...
Oh, well, in what regard? That they speed up the music?
They record their music like half the speed that it's actually played.
Ah, okay, that is kind of fraudulent. We don't have a whole lot of time, but let's talk about the new addition to your arm. You got your first tattoo a week or 10 days ago. Why don't you tell us about it and the experience and what your plans are for future body adornment?
Well, I got this tattoo last Tuesday, and I mean, I don't really know what to say about it.
What is the image?
Well, it's Sanskrit, and it's a prayer in Buddhist language, and... I don't know. It's feel like it'll take too long to explain. But
didn't John Anthony, our friend, give a short explanation? You thought that was really good.
Yeah, he said it's like I can't even remember it off the top
something
of my head.
Something about
God's
meaning, or it had something to do with God and living life and God's path, or something like that.
No, that's not what it was.
Okay, but it does deal with living a spiritual life and living a good life, correct?
Like the God, or I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's all
right.
That's all right. So, what's the next tattoo if you continue, which I suspect you are?
Probably the John Bonham symbol from Led Zeppelin, the drummer.
And what is that?
It's three circles connected together.
Are those supposed to be drum heads?
No.
So what is the symbol, what does it mean, this three of them together? What does that mean?
I have no idea. That's
how
just
old was
symbol.
He when he died? Was he another 26-year-old? There's so many 26-year-olds.
No, he was older. He was late 30s or early 40s maybe, is my guess.
Your musical taste takes you from Led Zeppelin and older to, of course, all the current groups. Name your two or three favorite bands of all time.
Led Zeppelin, Periphery, and I don't know a third one. I can't think of one. An Incubus.
Ah, interesting. So we've seen Incubus together, and we haven't seen Periphery. You're going to
a
concert of theirs.
I've seen Periphery, yeah, twice.
And you know the drummer. His name's Matt Halpern, right?
Yeah.
You actually took lessons from him. He was offering lessons online, and you did that a few times. Plus, you got to do it once in person, which had to be cool.
Yeah, that was really fun.
You also really believe that Periphery is going to break out with their new album, which you think is pretty darn good, correct?
Yeah, which I think anyone who's listening should go buy it and support a local band.
Or an emerging band.
Not local band, yeah.
An emerging band. I know that you really are critical of music, and so when you like something as much as you like them, it passes a pretty high standard, whereas the average person is just likes it or doesn't like it. They don't know all the nuances that you bring to it when you critique it, which is why you and your brother often argue about music, because he'll think something very poppy is cool, and you'll just go, oh, no. So listen, Arnie, pleasure having you on my show. We will Have a wonderful trip together, I hope, this summer, going to college. And I wish you nothing but luck and success in not only your college life, but your in life in general, now that you've graduated into life, which was one of the columns I wrote about recently. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams and Teen Rap after these messages.
6'6", he stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up, but I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.